Well, you may remember that back at the end of August, we met Deanne Whalen. She had set out on a journey to travel the entire length of the Trans-Canada Trail. She's making a documentary and wants to publish a book of her adventures. It was born of sort of a midlife crisis, since she went out to find something new. And we spoke with her as she was about to begin her travels on the trail in Cape Breton. Well, now she's done it. She has crossed the causeway and is moving on. But before she does, we've reached her for an update. She is somewhere in Guysborough County. Hello, Deanne.
Hey, Steve. What do you mean midlife crisis? I don't remember saying midlife crisis.
I pieced it together.
Anyway, I've left the land of the fairies for the land of the pirates. Maybe I am. I'm on the mainland for the first time since leaving Newfoundland. Because, of course, Newfoundland and Cape Breton are both islands, eh?
So how did the Cape Breton segment go?
Oh, you're saying that with a little bit of a chuckle, like you already know something. Pretty good, Steve. I mean, I thought I'd be on, you know, the Bredora Lake for 14 days, and I was there for 40.
Wow.
A somewhat biblical experience on Lady Bredora. She's actually a water dragon. Nobody told me that before I went out on my little flat-bottom canoe. But it's all good. The people were so kind. I've got nothing but, you know, I already miss it. I actually want to turn my bike back and go back. But, I had a great time, and a few close calls. I mean, they call it a lake, Steve, but it's an ocean.
It's an inland sea, for sure. I saw on your blog you said it was on the Bredora that it was the first time you came close to the edge of danger on your trip.
That's right. I actually had the taste of blood in my mouth. I got swept out to the middle. I mean, as much as possible, of course, paddling solo, I tried to just stay along the shoreline. And when I went past Escassoni, the winds came off the hills and just blew me right out into open water. And I had a moment. I thought for sure I was going to end up in the ocean. But God willing, I made it to the shore on the other side in Big Cove.
And you ended up in Big Cove?
I think so. Is that what it's called? Big Cove, Big Pond, Big Pond.
Oh, you went all the way. You got blown across the lake?
I got blown across the lake.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
I was terrified. I felt like a hobbit out there, you know, bouncing around in my canoe on these big waves. But, very grateful.
And you had been sent off on that part of your trip in the Bredora with a ceremony in Escazoni?
Yeah, actually a ceremony in Member 2.
In Member 2.
Yeah. And you still there, Steve?
Yeah, still there. What was the ceremony?
I met my friend Clifford Paul, and he kindly invited me to do some prayers inside their teepee there with Jeff Ward. So we did a pipe ceremony, and they gifted me a paddle with a white eagle feather on it, tail feather. And it was so cool because I never thought about it at the time, but the feather turned out to be sort of somewhat like a flag. Like when the white feather started flying all over the place, it meant like get the hell off the lake because the winds are doing all kinds of things. So I was really honored. And, I mean, you know, all of Cape Breton is a pretty magical place, really. I can't say, you know, anything bad about it. And it's kind of like a tree, you know, some of the roots of that tree are really deep. Like you've got the Mi'kmaq who have been there thousands of years. And then you've got the Celts and the Acadians and the Gaelic people who have been there now several centuries. And then you've got some new people like the Germans who have been there for a few decades. But what's so cool is that they're all completely bonded by their love of the land. And so all connected to the same tree. And I'll be back. They definitely got a piece of my heart just through the warmth and kindness of people. I mean, people gave me sailboats to sleep on and tugboats to sleep on through some bad storms. And yeah, opened up their homes to me. I'm very, very, was very, very moved by the kindness of Cape Breton.
Did you wreck and or lose any more tents?
I knew you were going to ask me that, Steve. I am on a new tent, but not because I lost my old one, but because the season's just changed, you know, quite dramatically.
Fair enough.
We went from 20 degrees, you know, to zero. I actually had my first taste of snow up in the, when I got off the canoe, I had to go up the hills there in Cape Breton from up through Waucogama. Oh, by the way, too, I was also greeted very warmly by the people of Waucogama. The Grand Chief, Ben Silly Boy, came down to the river when I finished paddling and brought me in another feather, and which was really quite touching. I'm very moved by, just how kind and sacred the journey was. I just wasn't anticipating any of it, so I feel very grateful for the way it unfolded.
So what's another, give us a moment that is kind of frozen in your mind that illustrates for you one of those moments that kind of express why you're doing this.
Well, certainly, Steve, just what I talked about. I mean, like, just being able to leave, you know, not just on a journey, but to be blessed by the people whose ancestors have been on this land for 10,000 years. I was really honored by that, and that's certainly a moment that I won't forget. But also, I had sort of an iconic moment on Big Beach. I'd been camping there for 2 days. I say it took me 40 days to paddle the Bredour, but many of those days were spent staring at waves, waiting for the water to calm down. And one of those times was in Big Beach. And so I'm sitting there and I'm trying to get my cell phone to work. I've got it hooked up to, you know, solar panel. I'm trying to figure this all out. And I look over and, of course, right across the water from me is like Alexander Graham Bell's house. And then there he is buried on top of the hill. And it was just one of those moments where you're just like, oh, that's kind of interesting. There's the father of the telephone. And I'm over here with my cell phone trying to get it going with a solar panel. It was one of those moments I won't forget.
You must have pipes like rock right now after paddling across the Bredour.
That's right, Steve. So you better be kind to me.
And where to next?
I'm just heading into Guysborough today, actually. Today's going to be a short ride. I've just pumped it out quite hard for the last 6 days. Did a couple hundred kilometers, I think. So I've got one tire that's kind of leaking a little bit. I just tried to repair it, but today I'm actually going to put a new tube in. And so I thought I'd go into Guysborough, get some fresh water, fix my tire, maybe throw some hot water on my face somewhere. So Guysborough next. And then after Guysborough, I'm back in the bush. I've been actually on a little bit of pavement here since I got off the causeway on the 344, just kind of hugging the coastline. And now I'm going to go back into the bush past Guysborough into a trail again, which I'm quite happy about.
Good luck. Drop us a tweet once in a while. Let us know how you're doing.
Thanks, Steve. Take care.
Safe travels.
All right. Ciao. That's
Deanne Whalen. She's a filmmaker and author from British Columbia, and she set out on a journey that'll see her hike, pedal, and paddle the length of the Trans-Canada Trail. If you're interested in following her journey, just Google 500 Days in the Wild. And she just crossed the causeway. She's in Guysborough County and moving west.